Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is February 13, 2026. We'll cover the latest crypto market trends, institutional activity, and regulatory developments shaping the space. Bitcoin has dropped over 27% this month, falling below $66,000. This sharp decline coincides with $3.2 billion in outflows from U.S. Bitcoin ETFs over the past 30 days. Approaching record outflow levels. Ethereum is also under pressure, with ETF investors facing more than $5 billion in paper losses as prices near $2,000 amid a $2 trillion crypto market drawdown. This persistent selling pressure reflects mounting bearish sentiment and parallels patterns seen at previous late-stage bull market peaks. At the same time, institutional players continue to accumulate. January saw about $3.5 billion added to Bitcoin treasuries, mainly led by the firm Strategy, while Binance converted $1 billion from its SAFU fund into Bitcoin. These moves coincided with significant whale inflows of around 12,000 Bitcoin, suggesting possible confidence in a near-term market bottom despite ongoing volatility. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is focusing efforts on prediction markets, escalating oversight alongside the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which recently appointed crypto executives to an innovation advisory panel. In a separate development, Israeli authorities charged two individuals with insider military betting on the Polymarket platform, underscoring legal risks tied to prediction markets. Meanwhile, U.S. crypto legislation remains uncertain, adding another layer of complexity for market participants. On the corporate front, Coinbase reported a $667 million loss for the last quarter of 2025. This comes amid write-downs of Bitcoin and crypto assets in its portfolio. The company noted gains in subscription revenue and diversification but still missed earnings expectations, highlighting ongoing headwinds. Other updates include Uniswap's integration of BlackRock's $2.2 billion institutional digital liquidity fund with a strategic investment. The Federal Reserve has proposed an initial margin weighting framework for crypto derivatives to address volatility concerns, and Thailand's cabinet approved digital assets as underlying for regulated derivatives markets, marking a move toward broader adoption. As the market continues to wrestle with significant outflows and downside pressure, watch key factors closely. These include Bitcoin's price action after the 27% drop, options expiries, whale inflows, and how regulatory developments unfold. Institutional behavior and evolving legislation will likely shape the near-term outlook. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.